This is St. Louis Public Radio. The music, drama, and dance that define Grand Center are working their way toward the river and Midtown St. Louis. A new black box theater and performing arts space called Marcel will open this fall on Samuel Shepherd Drive near Josephine Baker Boulevard. St. Louis's best-known philanthropic couple for the performing arts, Ken and Nancy Kranzberg, are renovating the black box to exact specification of New Line Theater Scott Miller, who will have first dibs on its 150 seats. New Line turns 25 next year and has built a solid reputation for offbeat, thought-provoking musicals. But other arts organizations will also benefit. Dance St. Louis is in negotiations to move its offices there, and the Big Muddy Dance Company is already on board. Over a lively lunch, St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with the Kranzbergs about Marcel, including the origin of its name.
Well, Nancy said that she didn't want any more Kranzberg name on anything, so I had to come up with another name. So my mother's name was Marcel, and she was in the Muni Opera way back in 1925 in the singing and dancing chorus. And our oldest granddaughter is Sophia Marcel, and then we have another granddaughter who's Marcel Lior. So I decided that what a great name to just name the theater the Marcel.
Actually, it is a beautiful name, and it's M-A-R-C-E-L-L-E. It's French, and it's the girl's name. Everybody wants to spell it like Marcel Marceau. And it's a beautiful name, and so there was a beautiful woman, Ken's mom.
So what prompted you to build this theater?
Well, Grand Center has some small theaters, and it has some huge theaters. And 150 seat is a good size, and there's nothing that holds around 150 seats. And I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and finding the right place where it was affordable and doable just didn't come around.
Now wait a minute, Ken Kranzberg. You're leaving out the part that I think Scott Miller is terrific with his New Line Theater, and I've been after you. What can we do? He needs a new home. And you know, you agree, because...
And I kept saying, well, we can't afford it. And I mean, we can't build a 150-seat or 200-seat black box theater. So the moment came where a building was available and we could lease out most of it.
Yeah, so pretty much he has been worried about space for years. I mean, the Ivory didn't work out. He's worried that the old CBC building, that WashU will have a different use for it. And he can finally just breathe and relax. What was it about New Line that really, you built a theater straight to his specifications, his dream theater?
Well, as Ken said, his mom was in the Muni Opera. I sing, Ken sings, we love music, and I love the idea of musicals. And I mean, Scott is like an authority on not only cutting edge, but the old style musicals as well. And there really are, I don't know, no, that's wrong. There actually are a lot of wonderful musical theaters in St. Louis, but this one is different. I mean, this one really does have that cutting edge to it. And we love the idea of people looking to St. Louis and seeing the latest. And Scott Miller can get a little raw around the edges, but we love it. And we want to be daring here in St. Louis.